This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right now, speaking of the math, we're going to talk about the economy and the numbers, and we're pleased to be joined by Professor of Economics from the University of Minnesota, Christopher Phelan. Good to visit with you tonight, and not the best news on inflation, even though gasoline prices continue to fall, there still is upward pressure in other parts of our economy.
Hi, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
The inflation numbers for the last several months have been pretty flat. Year over year is horrible. It's over 8%. But the reason we tend to do year over year is because month to month can bump around a lot. But it's still the case for the last few months, prices have been about, on average, the same as they were the month before. They're just 8% higher than they were a year before.
Yeah. And politically, that's certainly a lightning rod issue, but we've seen fuel prices, particularly gasoline or diesel, which are a big deal in our economy, continue to go down, but other prices haven't gone down. Do you expect fuel to lead the way and other prices to eventually trend down?
The track record for economists for predicting where prices are going to go is really, really bad. I tend not to predict other than say, you know, really, I don't have any idea. And if you hear somebody, I guess if your listeners had one thing, if you hear somebody who's absolutely confident about what's going to happen, they just seem to know what's going to happen, they're probably misinformed or lying. This is just not something that you should be that confident about, knowing what the future is going to hold. I would say that the last several months, especially the last month of data, were that the only reason prices didn't go up on average was because gasoline and diesel came down and a few other things.
Yeah.
What
I was going to ask you beyond that, you know, fuel supply and demand, futures markets, all of those sorts of things, it gets complicated, but demand started to trend down. The prices have been trending down. But beyond that, there are other things in the economy that have to be puzzling, because we're coming out of COVID-19, really in our modern economy, an unprecedented shutdown, if you will. You have unemployment generally at all-time lows. There's also a lot of positives in the economy to go along with the bad news on inflation.
It's a very puzzling time right now for economists. Most times of recessions, they're kind of all the same. You tell me we're in a recession, I'll tell you what's going on with everything. That is not true this time. output is down, and almost always when output is down, what I mean by output is just the total sum in terms of dollar value of what we're producing. It's down. That's usually the definition of a recession. And almost always when that happens, unemployment is really high, not low. So this is a strange time, somewhat uncharted waters, I guess I would put it. So because it's not like every other downturn, it makes predicting what's going to happen hard.
I would assume the output could be down
because of supply shocks.
Yeah, and I would suppose that with the supply chain, that makes it difficult. And I was thinking about vehicles. Drive by any car lot, there still aren't a lot of new vehicles to be had. I think the supply is getting a little better, but there is also that pent-up demand as well. If you do want a new vehicle, you're going to pay a sticker or more in many cases. So there's the big ticket items, but I would assume it also is even with the holiday season coming up, the upward pressure and the demand because of the challenges of supply chain that still exist.
Yeah, one of the, it's not a bad rule of thumb for thinking about inflation. It's too much money chasing too few goods. And we've been doing both. The Fed has been increasing the supply of money pretty fast, a lot in reaction to COVID. They wanted to keep the economy up, so they increased the money supply, and the supply chain issues caused that. That's the too much money, and the supply chain issues are causing too few goods. So again, inflation is too much money chasing too few goods, and we got both going on.
Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Professor of Economics from the University of Minnesota, Christopher Phelan. It looks as though our economy dodged a huge bullet when that rail strike was averted. We talked about supply chain. That would have had huge ramifications in the here and now and a ripple effect had there been a rail strike.
I'm not an expert on that, but I tend to agree. A lot of stuff gets compared to, you know, everyone's always talking about the fact that in Europe their trains seem to be so great. You can get from here to there very quickly and very comfortably. But they tend to use their railroad tracks for people. And they're not very good at using their railroad tracks for stuff. They tend to use trucks for stuff. We tend to do the exact opposite. We have a great rail system for stuff. Not a great rail system for people. Mostly it's because things are spread out here and it makes more sense to fly. But yes, the amount of stuff that's handled by our pretty good railroad system is enormous. We tend to even, you know, almost all of agriculture, a good amount of our oil, which we should probably be putting through pipelines instead. But yes, it would have been bad.
Yeah, and hard to predict what would have happened or what the ultimate impact. So in the short term, that was averted. If labor ratifies the deal, it will be permanently averted, but it looks as though no rail strike in the near future. The other thing we keep hearing about is the Fed and what they're doing with interest rates and the cost to money, whether that's credit cards or a car loan, and then ultimately the impact on mortgages. And I know mortgages are a little bit different, but that's really one of the tools they have to fight inflation, and that is to raise interest rate. Stock market doesn't seem to like that.
Well, if you just go, first of all, I am an advisor to Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, but I'm only speaking for myself when I say anything on this.
Sure.
Whenever interest rates go up, I mean, what do you get when you own a company? You get the right to all your share of all their future profits. But literally, when interest rates go up, it means that we're valuing anything in the future less. So it makes sense that when interest rates go up, stock prices go down. You're just valuing less what you get when you buy a company, which is all these things 10 years, 20 years in the future.
Yeah, and is that really the most effective tool, though, I think, in a bigger picture? to fight inflation, to continue to make money, if you will, more expensive. One of the things I guess I've heard, and I'm hoping you can speak to this, Americans tend to rely on credit heavily. And making that more expensive could have a tremendous impact on an individual's budget.
I think that's the only real tool they have. I mean, they have other tools, but they're all kind of the same. Mostly all the Fed can really do is decide how many pieces of paper, and they're not actually pieces of paper anymore, they're entries in computers, how many little green pieces of paper that say 100 or 50 on them to create or destroy. They create money by buying things, and they destroy it by selling something that they bought in the past. And what they're doing by raising interest rates is basically saying, we're not going to buy as much in financial markets as we have been. So they're not creating as much money, which is, yeah, that's exactly what they have to do. And when they do that, yeah, it hurts people. So they don't go out and buy as much or attempt to buy as much. But people attempting to buy a ton of stuff is exactly what's causing the inflation. Inflation is always caused by people going out and trying to buy more than they did before, bidding up prices. So it's unfortunate because, yeah, you hurt people in the wallet. They don't go out and buy as much, but that's the only way to stop inflation.
And the impact globally, you hear this idea that, you know, it's a global economy and that the United States isn't going it alone, that earlier this year, fuel prices, a global commodity like oil, it was high everywhere in the world. And I would assume the United States is not alone seeing higher prices for food, clothing, et cetera.
Well, that is true. We've been seeing an uptick of inflation through a lot of the developed world. The thing is that you're not going to see, it's a mistake to think that inflation is caused by this price or that price going up and then filtering through the economy. If you don't have generally a big, there's not a lot of historical episodes where we've seen significant inflation without significant money creation because one price has gone up. Because what usually happens if there isn't significant money creation, when the price of oil goes up, people do spend more on oil, but since they only have so much money, they spend less on other things. So the average, you know, some prices go up, oil, other prices go down because people are trying to buy less of that other stuff because they're buying the oil. If you get a general increase in everything, that's because something's causing people to go out and want to buy more of everything. And that's usually caused by the central bank of the country basically creating too much money in that country.
Well, fascinating discussion. Pleasure to visit with you tonight, Christopher Phelan, Professor of Economics, University of Minnesota. Thanks so much for the time and the insight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.